First one is called Apathy. And I hate apathy. Someone's talking, or whether it's just a word. Nobody wants to listen to the radio. And I don't mind, I don't mind. Just don't really seem to care too much at all. Someone's talking, or whether it's just words. Nobody wants to tell me that the weather's changed. And I don't mind, I don't mind. Just don't really seem to care too much at all. So I basically write two types of songs, love songs and hate the world songs. But I don't hate the world songs. I write the hate the world songs because I have a deep love for this world. The cool thing about the hate the world songs is I can always remember the words. Bad part is they always sound kind of unfinished. Cool part about the love songs is they always sound finished, but I can never remember the words. So we're going to try and sing this one. We might have a couple bloopers. This is about long-distance relationships and how much they suck. I'm sitting at home as we talk on the phone about fantastic countries and such. Keep the distance short. One thousand miles. so the phone is at my ear. To keep the distance short, and hear you smile again. A couple verses in there, but I'm not quite sure. 10,000 people stand marching hand in hand, for 40,000 people are dying. 10,000 people, what's 10,000 people? 10,000 people is us. 10,000 people, what's 10,000 people? 10,000 people is us. And 40,000 people oppose that stand, not knowing my people are dying. 10,000 people, what's 10,000 people? 10,000 people is us. 10,000 people, what's 10,000 people? 10,000 people is us. And 30,000 people just sit at home, not knowing that people are dying. 10,000 people, what's 10,000 people? 10,000 people is us. 10,000 people, what's 10,000 people? 10,000 people is us. 10,000 people stand marching hand in hand, for 40,000 people are dying. 10,000 people, what's 10,000 people? 10,000 people is us. 10,000 people, what's 10,000 people? 10,000 people is us. That song is a lullaby, and then your awesome headliner Paul is gonna come on. He's got a great set. I've been touring with him now for about 7 months, and I've had a lot of fun hitting up the bars afterwards late. It's real cool to see who hangs out. I wrote this song, I think, before I knew what it meant. From It was sung to little ones, and it's sung to soldiers worn. This is a lullaby to be sung. It was sung on the mountains, it will be sung upon the sea. It was sung to the stars above, now it's sung to you and me. This is a lullaby to be sung. This is a lullaby to be sung in harmony. This is a lullaby for sleeping.
Someone important sometime talked about living the questions. And I take a lot of... take a cue from that when I try and figure out what's important. I always fall into that trap where, like, I'm a songwriter, and so I feel like I should be saying something deep. You know? Most songwriters, you know, they don't write about anything deep. They just write about love, you know? This is a song about love. I see the rain in your eyes. Don't fear, oh, if you're frightened by the thunder, oh, I'll be near. So have a quiet heart, my darling, I am here. Don't be afraid to walk through the rain. Oh, I've been there before. Oh, I felt your pain. So have a quiet heart, my darling, for I am the same. And I will be your friend through the thick and the thin. You can depend on me when it seems you just can't win. And when you're crying on my shoulder, darling, I'll be listening. Can't go on. I will take your hand and keep you strong. When the night is black and the stars don't shine, oh, I will hold your quiet heart in mine. When you go down to sleep, oh, I'll be near you. Oh, and I'll stay by your side, oh, all the night through. So have a quiet heart, my darling, I love you. And I will keep on singing my lullaby until sweet sleep closes your eyes. So have a quiet heart, my darling, don't cry. Good night. But, yeah, so, love, yeah, it's interesting, because I wrote that song when I was 15, and, you know, like Matt said, you know, you have no idea what the song means when you write it, yeah, so, I thought it was this really cheesy love song, like, for, like, a guy to his girlfriend, or, like, for me to this, like, girlfriend that I wished I had, you know, But it turns out, you know, love is kind of crazy like that, because it'll, like, you think it's one thing, but it's another thing. And, like, it's much more appropriate for, you know, a father to a child, or, you know, a mother to a child or something. So, love. Yes. to sing a song of loneliness and grief. But if I have to sing it, well, I hope it will be brief. And I don't want to sing a song of sadness and despair. But if I have to sing it, well, I want you to beware that it's a long, cold winter till the spring. A long, rocky road filled with wandering. A long time till I'm gonna sing a song of happiness and joy. Happiness and joy. Happiness and joy. I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but if I have to do it, well, I hope you will excuse the way I dance around the subject till you found the meaning of my words. They've left you on the ground, cause it's a long, cold winter till the spring, a long, rocky road filled with wandering, a long time. Till we're gonna sing a song of happiness and joy, happiness and joy, happiness and joy. Well, I don't wanna be the stone that always weighs you down, even if that stone set up in a golden crown. And I don't want to be the cold that chills you to the bone, or you're with my warmth, but then I leave you all alone. Cause it's a long, cold winter till the spring, a long, rocky road filled with wandering, a long time till we're gonna sing a song of happiness and joy. Happiness and joy. Happiness and joy. The world is white with snow, but I'd rather be in Mexico. Drinking, laughing, relaxing, passing time, living the easy life in pantomime. That's not where the life is, brother. That's not where the life is. That's just searching for another kind of death. Somewhere in this struggle, there's a life that you can build. And I have faith that you will. Faith that you will. Song of joy and happiness, built with ice and stone and ordered with my loneliness. I'm gonna sing a song of oneness and relief, and when I sing, my words will all be based on this belief that in the long, cold winter lives spring, the destination in the wandering. Long goodbye, there is a song that I can sing, a song of happiness and joy. Happiness and joy. Happiness and joy. La da 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 da. Happiness and joy. Happiness and joy. Happiness and joy.
Yeah.
Another one of those songs, you know, where the meaning kind of sneaks up on you. So this next one, kind of about love, more about like attraction.
Bobby doll with me to give me my thrills. That kind of loving is the kind that kills. Don't need no beauty queen with me. Sigh. Don't need no.
I'm gonna start over.
Don't need no Bobby doll to give me my thrills. That kind of loving is the kind that kills. Don't need no fantasy to keep me hanging tough. I got my hardcore reality, and baby, that's enough. I got a full-body woman to keep me going all night long. Now I like my women like I like my beer. I don't want no rolling rock, get me a Guinness right here. Full-bodied and she goes down smooth. Yeah, she makes me wanna shake it. Yeah, she gets me in the groove. I got a full-body woman to keep me going all night long. When she moves, her body moves too. When she gets close, she gets right up next to you. But when I try to tell her that she's only the one, she says, boy, you ain't fooling no one. Beauty queen with makeup and hair. I like my women built from there to there. That kind of woman just makes my heart go boom like a firecracker in a hotel room. I got a full-body woman to keep me going all night. I got a full-body woman to keep me going all night. I got a full-body woman to keep me going all night long.
Sitting in a cafe corner, writing poetry for no one to read, dropping little hints about the things that we all need. I walked over to you, drawn by a force I could not fight. I was haggard from a long journey through the night. I breathed a sigh of relief when you put your hand upon my shoulder. I remember the first time we met. Now it feels like we're 10 years older. But I've grown wiser since then. I could live without you. Seems like you stayed the same, but you lost that aura about you. But I can see the light in your eyes, and I can feel the warmth in your touch, and I can see my own thin disguise, the rumble underneath the weight of too much history. Had a dream about you. Not really, but I thought about you a lot. I envisioned you coming to me in the
night, and the rest I hope that I forgot. In this dream you danced with me, nothing felt wrong. But then I realized I was dreaming, and that this feeling wouldn't last for long. So I asked to read the things you wrote, and I asked you to write a poem for me. But the poem's already written, I already know the story. And it ends with two lovers parting ways, each one sadder than when they met. The middle doesn't matter much, no. Not sure if it's even written yet, but I can see the light in your eyes, and I can feel the warmth in your touch, and I can see my own thin disguise, the rumble underneath the wind of too much, too much, too much, too much, too much, too much history.
I'm working on a song right now, and one of the lyrics, my favorite lyric in the song so far, is, "It's okay, I've made my peace with regret." So, anyway, this is a totally different song. And this is one of those songs that I wrote when I was having the crisis. You know, I really wish I could write something besides a love song. And so this is kind of what I ended up with.
Now I'd like to write a song about politics, but every time I try, the words won't come out right. So I guess I'll sing y'all a good old song about good old-fashioned love, the way that everybody else does. And I'm gonna sing about the way we waste our lives, trying to build a stable world for our children, husbands, and our wives on a foundation of deception and lies. Subjugation, objectification, oh, can't you hear the cries of your brothers and sisters? I know anybody who's tried to make love work knows you can't just quit trying when your lover's being a jerk. And if you're ever gonna be reconciled, you gotta say, I'm sorry, dear, I was just acting out of fear. When I told you that you could go to hell, when you told me I was a goddamn infidel, well, we were only trying to put each other down. You know, it only takes a little look around to see we're all brothers and sisters. Well, these are the dark days. People are beating the drum. We have all been brought together to play ring around the sun. But if we all fall down, well, who are we to end what we have not begun? People I know tell me love is patient, love is kind. Did you also know that love is blind? Love cannot be contained inside a set of boundaries, like races, classes, religions, or countries. And the biggest part of love is the ability to forgive, which consequently leads to the ability to live. So all you politicians, don't you think a double thought. Take it upon yourself to love your neighbor and do the things you are for your brothers and sisters.
For
I once had a girl who taught me how to love, and I thanked her. She showed me how to care by always being there when I needed her. She said to me, "Paul, if you care for me at all, please don't break my heart." So I told her what I could, that I try to keep her safe from me. One lonesome day I said I had to fly, and she said, "I see." I said, "I'm in too deep, and now I just can't keep you safe from me." She said to me, "Paul, if you care for me at all, please don't break my heart." So I told her to wait for someone great, who would do more than I. So I found myself a girl with long, beautiful curls who couldn't touch me. Lord, and though she tried, she only touched my thigh and only made me cry. She only made me cry. So I said to the only girl I'd had, "Oh, I know I've treated you bad, but please forgive me." She said she'd forgiven me, but just hoped that we could live together safely. She said to me, "Paul, if you care for me at all, please don't leave me alone." So I promised her heart would be the biggest part of my very home, and I could be her safety. Oh, and she could be my home. Thank you.
love is one thing and then you think it's another, and then it just keeps changing. I like to think it's educating you as to the fullness of love. But this is a song about a friend of mine and our kind of encounter with love. And it happens to be the title track of my CD. A few rhyming words. A long time ago, we used to sing our song together. Long time ago, I thought we would be friends forever. But love has a strange way of never playing fair. Love has a strange way of which I am not aware. And I went over to your place to try and make amends, and you threw it in my face. Now I can't say I put the blame squarely on your shoulder, but I hate it all the same. No, I'm not saying I wasn't wrong, and I'm not saying that our love was just a game, but I would have played much better if our rules had been the same. Now I hope that in the end everything, you found a man who could give you the love that you were aching for. But you found a man who wouldn't hurt you like I'd done before. You left the world behind when you fell under his wing. He told you about a new world where you were everything. And I woke up at 3 a.m. just to worry about the way you talk to no one else when you can talk to him. And I could not get back to sleep, and so I wrote you a few rhyming words to ease my mind instead of counting sheep. Now I'm not saying that you are wrong, and I'm not saying that your future isn't real, but your present would be better if you'd listen to how I feel. Oh, I feel used and I feel left behind, like I could beat my breast and that you mind. There are a lot of things I feel that words would turn askew, but you know, I think you understand, 'cause I think that you feel them too. I hope that in the end everything will work out for the best. And I hope that over time our friendship will withstand the test. 'Cause love has a strange way of always coming back. If you lay down your arms, oh, I promise I won't attack. And you'll come over to my place, sing and play this here guitar. And I will sing and play my bass. We will have a beer or two and a good laugh at ourselves about the way that we withdrew. Now, I'm not saying it'll happen today, and I'm not saying it'll happen in a week, but I know things will get better. Well, I know things will get better. At least I hope things will get better once we buckle down and speak.
She went to China just to prove herself to herself, and I told her to go because I didn't trust myself. Well, now she is sitting in a silver gilt-edged aeroplane, watching as the water crystallizes on her window pane. Miles above Alaska, sugar-frosted mountain peaks, she finds the sun all nestled in a bed of satin sheets. But is it rising, or is it sinking? And I'm not sure, but she is thinking. Travel north for a couple of days or so, you come to a place where you can't tell the sky above you from the snow. I went there, and when I looked up, saw a shooting star. Maybe it was just a tear reflecting headlights from a passing car. Sometimes I feel like I am stuck inside an aeroplane, trying to find my way, but someone else has got the reins, and I'm not sure what I'm thinking. Am I rising, or am I sinking? Inside the planes of our own choosing, knowing all the things that we will gain and all the things we will be losing, only passing in the sky. And all that's left to do is wave goodbye. Same advice that I've been getting all these years. It makes good sense, but it don't make a damn thing clear. Oh, are we rising, or are we sinking? And I don't know what I'm thinking. Anyhow, we're on the brink, and I've got to sing.
Song I wrote here at Holden just this last year, when I realized how important community is, and whether that's a community of two, a community of many. I kind of wrote this song with kind of at the crucial point where it talks about that. There's kind of two words that you can use. And so I'm going to use the community once tonight because I want to express how important that is to me.
safe and warm forever. And so with each cold wind, I must be off again until I find my final rest. But for this moment here, with you all near, I'm safe and I tend to stay in one place, though I keep moving around, and it doesn't matter what it looks like, and it doesn't matter how it sounds. The girl, gig at a bar on the south side. They used to pay me pretty good, but then a picture hanging on the wall reminded me of trauma that I'd forgotten in my childhood. So I up and left without even a goodbye. Oh, I left my tips in a brandy snifter on the piano. I ran to find myself another dirty bar with another empty jar of dough on the piano. The girl, she may be beautiful. The girl, she may be sweet. The girl, she may be everything, but she won't make you come to me. You gotta do that on your own. Like I still tend to stay in one place, though I keep moving around, and it doesn't matter what it looks like, and it doesn't matter how it sounds. Still
I'm just going to do one more. And it was going to be an encore, but I haven't given a good enough concert to get an encore, so.
Oh, shut up. I'm going to do it anyway.
I'm going to make you sit through it, whether you want to or not. And it's a sing-along. You wouldn't have called for encore if you knew it was a sing-along, huh? Okay. You'll catch on. You with the sad eyes, don't be discouraged, oh, I realize it's hard to take courage in a world full of people. You can lose sight of it all, and the darkness so inside you can make you feel so small. But I see your true colors shining through. I see your true colors, and that's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show me your true colors. Your true colors are beautiful like a rainbow. Show me a smile then, don't be unhappy, can't remember when I last saw you laughing. If this world makes you crazy and you've taken all you can bear, will you call me up? Because you know I'll be there, and I'll see your true colors shine through. I see your colors, and that's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show me your true colors. Your true colors are beautiful like a rainbow.
Yeah.
It's summertime and the living is easy. The catfish are jumping and the cotton is high. Your daddy's rich and your mama's good looking. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. One of these mornings, you're gonna rise up singing. You're gonna spread your wings and take to the sky. But until that morning, oh no, there ain't nothing that's gonna harm you. With mama and daddy standing by. It's summertime and the living is easy. The catfish, yeah, they're still jumping. The cotton is high.
Oh yeah, it's high, baby.
Your dad is poor.
He is poor.
But your mama, she's really hot.
She's horny.
So hush, little baby. Now don't you cry, 'cause it's summertime,
and the living is easy. Fish are jumping, and the cotton is high. Your dad is rich, and your ma is good looking. So don't you cry.
Yeah.